Stories of Great Christians. From the Department of Broadcasting of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago, we bring you Chapter 3 in the story of Amy Carmichael of Doniver.
Amy Wilson Carmichael, a life that had a touch of eternity. Amy Wilson Carmichael, born December 16, 1867, a seacoast village in Mill Isle, County Down, Northern Ireland. Her parents, David and Catherine Jane Filson Carmichael, the eldest of seven children, four brothers and two sisters, a child reared in tempered luxury, destined to become Amy Carmichael of Doniver, India, missionary and mother to hundreds of Indian children and founder of the Doniver Fellowship. This is her story, a story for the glory of Christ Jesus, her beloved and beloved. The child, willful but loving, the adolescent, still willful, but after her encounter with Christ, a new dimension was added. God's will first. Her 3 years at the Wesleyan Methodist boarding school, although at times unrelentlessly strict, matured and disciplined Amy, preparing her for what was to follow. Because of financial problems, she was needed at home, and her next 3 years were spent in continued classes in Belfast and assisting her mother with the family and household duties. At 18, her father passed away. A sorrowful time, and yet for the Carmichael family, an accepted time, for they knew in the Lord's perfect plan there are no errors. Catherine Carmichael, widowed with her seven children, began a new life which was to lead both she and Amy into a ministry in Belfast that was to continue long after them.
Why on earth do you want me to tell you such things, Amy?
Because I don't know. You work at the railway shop. You've seen these girls, talked with them.
Well, I'll never admit to that.
Ernest, I'm beginning a ministry with these Shawleys. I know nothing of the factory girls. Sometimes I talk with them and it seems as if I'm not reaching them. And it is simply because I really don't know how they live, what they think, how they converse.
Well, they certainly must converse with you.
Oh, they're very polite to me. Almost protective, you might say. Now, how can I help them that way?
Well, I don't see what knowing what they talk about has anything to do with preaching the word.
There are ways to preach the word. You don't preach the word to a child the way you would preach to an adult.
They are adults.
But there are different ways to preach to adults because there are different kinds of adults like there are different kinds of children. Oh, please, Ernest, don't be difficult. It means much to me. Pastor Beatty has allowed me to use the church hall to hold services on Sunday morning for
you. Yes, and you should see all the explaining we have to do with the congregation.
What do you mean?
Amy, they are Shawleys.
It simply means they wear shawls instead of hats.
And it shocks the sensibilities of the people.
I wish they'd be shocked with the countless souls that go untended in this world. It's ridiculous, and I won't allow their whims to stop me from what I believe is God's calling.
No, I don't want you to stop, Amy. I just want you to be more careful. You walk down streets where no respectable girl would go looking for lost souls. Now, couldn't you find them in safer places? Now, don't put that coy smile on your face. You know it weakens me.
Are you going to tell me about the Shawleys?
What do you want to know, Amy Carmichael?
Just what kind of conversation I would hear if I were a Shawley.
All right. But you were the one who requested. Remember that.
I accept that.
Well, when they're sitting around outside waiting for their boyfriends to break from work, they're always talking about the time when they... Amy Carmichael, you're as red as a beet.
No, I'm not.
I knew I shouldn't have said a word. Well, what did you expect they talked about? Recipes? Needlework? The inner philosophies of Dante?
I'm just not used to hearing such things. It takes time to adjust.
Well, don't adjust too well. I wouldn't want you talking like that.
Well, at least I know what I'll be talking with them about.
What?
Whatever they sow, they're gonna be reaping.
Well, I'm sure they've done quite a bit of sowing in their time.
Oh, that's not amusing,
Ernest. Oh, can't you take a joke?
When I'm telling it.
Amy, you're one of a kind, and thank the Lord for that. Mm. And if there'd been two of you in the family, I'm sure I would have placed myself up for adoption.
Oh, Ernest.
Can you smile a bit, Amy?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mother. I find returning calls tedious. I've so much to do.
I know, dear. But it is a custom that in all good conscience we must adhere to. We've had quite a few visitors in the last month and haven't returned any of their calls.
I know. It's selfish of me. I suppose I should be more sociable, but sitting in drawing rooms, taking tea and balancing a piece of cake on the saucer without dropping...
Ah, you always drop it. Oh, right here, dear. Mrs. Tarleton.
And the conversation. It can't ever be of the deepest sort because it can never be private.
Ah, here we are.
Let me get down and I'll help you.
Oh, I thank you, dear. Well, I must admit, there are times when I too find it tedious, but there have been pleasant moments, so thank you.
Mrs. Tarleton does have a lovely garden.
You needn't worry, Amy. I enjoy luxury, but I'm learning simplicity has its hidden pearls, which are so much better.
Yes, ma'am?
Is Mrs. Tarleton receiving visitors? We wish to return a call.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but she's away this afternoon.
Well, please give her our card.
I will, ma'am. Good day, ma'am.
Good day.
And I wasn't even praying.
Oh, Amy, you're still the naughty child.
Well, I never want to lose that. It may be useful someday.
Well, we still have other visits.
Oh, who next?
Mrs. Melody.
Ah.
Ah, smile on the girl's face.
Well, I'm very fond of Mrs. Melody.
Well, now, you should be. She's very fond of you and the work you're doing.
The work we're doing.
Your mother tells me that you gather all the children from the back streets near College Gardens for Bible study.
And then Mother cooks them a meal after the meeting.
Oh, well, she didn't tell me that.
My mother's always been very shy.
Oh, and you've also been working with Henry Montgomery of the Belfast City Mission.
Saturday nights. And on Monday evenings, I go with two other girls to teach a group of underprivileged boys and girls. And then every morning, a number of us have morning watch where we pray and study scripture. That's growing. We'll soon be meeting on the grounds of Victoria College because some of the staff and girls wish to join us.
Well, praise the Lord. Mm. Now, Amy, tell me about the Shawleys. There are a number of us praying for you in that particular work.
Well, I'm so happy to hear that. I didn't know.
Ah, that's wonderful, Mrs. Melody.
Well, it's the least we can do.
The least many times is the greatest, especially with prayer.
The Lord's been prospering the work. Souls have been saved. Those girls are hungry for the word. Our only problem now is our space is growing small. But I've been talking with the Lord, and I know he'll supply the need.
Oh, then you have a need?
Oh, yes, but I...
Oh, this makes me very happy.
I beg your pardon?
A member of the church, Miss Kate Mitchell, she's been very concerned about your work. And she's asked me if I knew if there was anything she could do to help. Miss Mitchell is most wealthy, and if you'd allow me, I would like to arrange a meeting with her. Perhaps you could tell her what the Lord's laid on your heart.
Well, the Lord seems to be answering prayers faster every day.
We'd be most grateful, Mrs. Melody.
Oh, don't be grateful. We're grateful to have a hand in the work.
Mother? Mother? Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, what is it, Amy?
A letter from Miss Mitchell.
Oh, so quickly. You only met with her yesterday.
I know.
Oh, what does it say?
Wait. It says... Oh, dear Jesus, thank you. She wants to purchase the hall. I'm to go ahead with the plans. A hall right in the center of the mill district. A mission for the Shawleys. Oh, Mother... Put the towel down. It's time for a prayer meeting. I want to thank the Lord for so many blessings, including the custom of returning calls.
But I know
good evening. Oh, nice to see you here. way. There are seats in the front. James, would you help them?
Right this way, ladies.
If you'll wait one moment, James will show you
just
to your seat.
Just follow these other girls. Mother, have these girls follow.
Yes, dear.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You came alone?
Yes.
Well, you won't be alone anymore. We'll seat you in front in one moment.
Oh, may I sit in the back?
Oh, certainly. Then you'll be able to sit by me. Just stand beside me. Your name?
Eva.
Oh, I have a sister by that name.
Oh, good evening. There's James. James?
Yes, Mother.
Would you show these girls to their seats?
I'd be delighted to. Right this way.
But I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day.
Your work, Lord, and thank you for letting us share it with you. Miss Mitchell, I'm so grateful. Not only did you help us purchase this hall, but you've been spending countless hours helping me.
We believe in the same Lord and his work, and I can't picture myself doing less. What have you there?
It's the schedule for the welcome.
Oh, I find that name so apropos. There is indeed a welcome here. More and more the churches are realizing the ministry you have created and the work that it's doing. There are a few philanthropic societies that wish to contribute to the work. They've asked me to approach you.
I see.
Well, you don't seem enthused.
Well, in prayerful conscience, Miss Mitchell, I couldn't accept this. Here, let me share this with you. The Apostle Paul spoke about unbelievers aiding in the growth of a Christian endeavor. Here, 1 Corinthians 3, 11-15. Do we want to build in substance that will abide the test of fire? Then let us see to it that the builders are those whose hearts are set on building in gold, silver, precious stone. You see, it would be wrong of us to accept any funds, no matter how well-intentioned the person is, unless he is given for the mission of Christ because he is a believer. I'm sorry, Miss Mitchell. I'm grateful to those societies, and I know their intentions are most kind, but I can't allow myself. Our Lord has a bounty that he's willing to give us in his time, and that is what we must wait on. He's never failed, and I must abide by his word. Oh, you're displeased.
Displeased? But how could you think such a thought? I am most pleased. It shows me even more how God is working through you to bring his chosen unto him. Oh, bless you, Amy. You are his child. And there is no hiding it.
I will never hide it, Miss Mitchell. The one truth I know is when I encountered my Savior, I encountered life in all its fullness.
Amy Wilson Carmichael, a life that had the touch of eternity. She was to become the missionary and founder of the Donavare Fellowship in India. A life full of the drama and adventure of Jesus Christ.
Amy Carmichael of Donavare was written by the Bishop Frank Houghton and freely adapted for radio by Phyllis Fox in cooperation with the publishers of the Christian Literature Crusade, Incorporated of London, England and Fort Washington, Pennsylvania, and the originators of the biography, the Society for Promotion of Christian Knowledge, London, England. Stories of Great Christians is a production of the Department of Broadcasting of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago.